had a lot of success with this against this team. Three tonight, three in the past. What do you think it is about this team that you seem to have the number?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't give me a chance when I went to their camp. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, I don't know. I think it's just one of those teams. I think everyone has those teams that they're hot against, and Montreal just happened to be the one. But
the team seems to be on a roll now, taking it into the playoffs with not many games. Do you feel like the team's going in the right direction?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, there's going to be times you have slumps in the air, and it's the hardest part is getting out of them, and you want to do that as quick as possible. It took us a little time, but I think we're back on track, and we've got 10, 11 games to make a push for the playoffs and hopefully have a long run again.
What was the mood and the message after the second period?
Yeah, I think we just kind of lost our game a little bit, just turning pucks over a little bit too much, so kind of keep it simple and as much shots as we can. I think on my first goal, I think it was just kind of shot scramble, and we were able to put it in the net, so we just kind of wanted a little bit more of that, and we ended up doing it.
You got to come back tomorrow again. It's the third week of 4 and 7 days. It's got to be taking a toll on your body.
Yeah, it's a grind, but I think everyone does it throughout the year, so it's about finding a way and taking care of your body, eating right, and getting your rest as much as you possibly can. Obviously, it's tough to do sometimes, but at the same time, you got to find a way, and good teams find a way, and we're going to try and do that.
Brandon, over the last three games, it seems like you guys have found different ways to win. You know, how important is that kind of, you know, rounding into the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, it's huge. I think, obviously, that tough stretch there was hard on all of us, especially when there's games every other night. It wasn't fun, but the best part about it was there was games every night, so it didn't feel like we were in it too long, but we were able to find a way, and here we are, and hopefully we can roll with it.
Brandon, can you describe how you're feeling now versus this time last year?
Yeah, obviously, last year I was packing my stuff up a year ago and playing a hockey game tonight, and I wouldn't have traded it for the world. I think I couldn't have come to a better place. I'm so happy. I'm playing with guys that know how to win. I got a coach that knows how to win. I mean, you can't make this up. Just super excited and proud to be here.
What's the feeling when you see hats coming down the ice for what you just did?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Obviously, everyone wants to get a hat trick. I don't know. It's definitely a good feeling, especially at home, I guess.
Since the 5-game winning streak, you know, Steven had said something about sometimes it can kind of snowball the other way. And things have been as bad as it felt at that point. Are things snowballing in that direction, or are you just finding ways?
I think we're just finding ways. I think we're just coming together as a group and playing the right way, and I think we're just trying to get better, just that 1% better each day, to try and get back to that and be 100% ready for playoffs, and have found our game. And I think the biggest part is just take game by game, try to get a little bit better every single day. We don't have much practices, but I think as a group, I think we're getting back on track and getting a little bit better each and every night.
Did you see Kucha head again?
Yeah, a little bit there. I probably owe him one. But,
yeah.
I'll get him next game, I guess.
Thank you.